welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Yesterday, we talked about the atrocities that happened on Friday in Fort Lauderdale at the airport, where this sick individual opened fire on a group of innocent people, killing many of them and injuring even more. And the question I want to ask you today is, when you think about a crisis, we always have to ask ourselves, who would you be in a crisis? And I heard a witness that was being interviewed after the shootings, and she was complaining that the authorities had shut down the airport, the toilets were overflowing, the police were not responsive to the needs of the people. And I would argue that I think she was focused on herself. Because if you remember the story and what happened, it turned out there was one gunman, but they thought there were more. And as this one madman had shot everybody, or shot so many people, there were other people who were actually putting their lives in jeopardy, at least the way they as they knew it, to care for some of the injured people that were there. Right? Again, you never know who you're going to be in a crisis, but sometimes we have to think about who you want to be. And sometimes when you can put yourself in the shoes of other people, the loved ones of those people, the people that were injured, think about how awful that is. And, you know, if you're inconvenienced over that, well, you know what? So be it. I mean, it happens all the time. I even had somebody on the plane that was a row behind me that I heard complaining about the fact that we were going to be an hour late. And I was flying out on Saturday, right? So the next day after this thing happened, and from Denver to Fort Lauderdale, and this woman was just complaining about the fact that we were going to be an hour late. And the rationale for us being an hour late was the airport had gotten open a few hours sooner. They were getting other flights in, and they were still in some disarray over what had gone down. And so for the inconvenience of an hour, again, if this woman could put herself in the place of others, what if she had been there the day before? It's so the whole thing to me just struck a chord. I thought, you know what? I hope and pray that given a crisis, I would never have these feelings, that I would be the one that would step up and help people out and not be so selfish. Again, you never know until you're in that situation, but it's nice to think that, you know what, that perspective of putting yourself in someone else's shoes sometimes can do a lot, can really be helpful. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, send them a link. It's joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click links to iTunes or Stitcher to subscribe. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing the way you treat people. For today, I just want you to think about that one question I posed earlier. Who would you be in a crisis? I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can email me at joel@joelbrookman.com. Let me know.